This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
A little bit of rain in the overnight hours sure went a long way. Nearly all of it froze. That's leaving most of us with skating rink-like conditions this morning. More on what's ahead. Let's check in with AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
We ended up with less than a tenth of an inch of precipitation overnight. Freezing rain and freezing drizzle. But with temperatures below the freezing mark overnight, that has put a thin glaze of ice on everything. And temperatures remain just below the freezing mark at this hour. Over the next couple of hours, we'll see those temperatures rise slowly to and above the freezing mark. And that'll begin the melting process. And road and travel conditions will steadily improve for the rest of the morning across the area. We'll eventually get to 41 with some sunshine returning this afternoon. Then it turns windy and much colder tonight. Joe Lundberg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Residents woke up to the slick coating of ice. It's being blamed for several crashes in the overnight hours.
For many, the day started like this. Scraping and scraping, the car windows covered in hard ice. Once on the road, the main ones that had been treated were okay, not the case overnight. Illinois State Police report 76 property damage crashes, 9 personal injury crashes. We talked on the phone with Sergeant Glenn Fifield with the Indiana State Police. When you got in your car this morning, was it covered?
No, I park in the garage, but did let the dog out this morning, and the driveway was completely glazed over.
At the start of the day, the main problem was untreated roads, ramps, bridges, sidewalks, driveways, alleys, and parking lots. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The Chicago Teachers Union may be closer to a strike after rejecting a report from an independent arbitrator.
CTU President Stacey Davis Gates says the fact finder's report shows CPS has more money to put towards a contract than it has been acknowledging.
I'm just as, dumbfounded, to be perfectly honest with you, reading through it myself, because I did not expect to read some of the things that I read.
The union says the 19-page report did not address other issues in the contract, such as class size, teacher prep time, and evaluations that Davis Gates claims are biased against black teachers. CPS says it respects the fact finder's analysis and is carefully reviewing all of the recommendations to determine the most effective way to advance contract talks. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
After 36 hours of discussion, jury deliberations in Mike Madigan's corruption trial drag into their seventh day today. The 82-year-old Madigan faces 23 counts of racketeering and bribery, among other charges. Attorney General Kwame Raoul says Illinois is going to continue to protect access to gender-related medical care in spite of executive orders coming from the White House.
Attorney General Kwame Raoul and 18 attorneys general from 14 other states say federal dollars remain available to hospitals and institutions that provide gender-affirming care, and they will file suit against any attempt to cut off that funding. Last week, President Trump signed an executive order denying federal funds to any who provide such care to people under the age of 19 and deny research grants to any facilities that provide gender-affirming care. This kind of care, central in the transgender community, can involve counseling, hormone therapy, and surgery, among other things. In a statement, Raoul says Illinois law requires health care providers to give care to all residents and forbids discrimination based on gender identity. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Cook County is collecting survey responses regarding a housing amendment. It aims to support individuals who are homeless and impacted by the criminal justice system.
The Cook County Commission on Human Rights launched a public survey last week to get a better understanding of the successes and ongoing challenges of the Just Housing Amendment. The amendment, which went into effect in 2020, prohibits housing discrimination based on someone's involvement with the criminal justice system. Anyone with an arrest or conviction record and who is currently searching for housing or has searched within the last 5 years is encouraged to apply. The survey will remain open until March 31st. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
City employees no longer have to be vaccinated for COVID. Mayor Johnson has rescinded a controversial mandate made by former Mayor Lori Lightfoot. The mandate sparked backlash, largely spearheaded by John Catanzara, president of the Fraternal Order of Police. He once compared it to the Holocaust. Catanzara later walked back those claims, but still maintains the vaccination orders should have been subject to collective bargaining. The mandate was rescinded, but a legal battle is continuing in court. A 22-year-old Joliet man is in custody. He's accused of firing a gun during a road rage incident back in November of 2023.
Illinois State Police say Kenneth Curry III fired a weapon at a vehicle on the Bishop Ford Freeway near 120th Street. The vehicle was struck multiple times, but the victims inside were not injured. Illinois State Police and the FBI found Curry III on Monday, took him into custody, and charged him with a felony. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A man faces jail time after a deadly crash in McHenry County.
Stephen Folk of Island Lake pled guilty this week to charges of aggravated driving under the influence of alcohol. Sentencing is set for early April. McHenry County prosecutors say early the morning of July 15th, 2021, Folk was southbound on Chapel Hill Road near Route 120 in McHenry when he struck a motorcycle from behind. The rider, Kenneth Jackson, died at this scene. Investigators determined not only was Folk speeding at the time, he had a blood alcohol content of 0.159. Andy Day, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Now, from the Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Sports Desk, here's Josh.
Great to join you. Good morning. No known athlete has ever come back from three knee surgeries like this to compete again. Lonzo Ball went from a basic scope for a meniscus tear in his left knee in 2022 to a second cleanup scope to a third procedure, an experimental cartilage transplant using donor tissue. He'd missed 2.5 Bulls seasons until this one, getting back to basketball on a minutes limit, but proving he can still play. And now earning a new contract, Ball, reports say 2 years, $20 million. But Ball doesn't play in back-to-back games, so only sees the Bulls absorb a 19-point loss in Minnesota, 127-108. Bulls had a 3-point third-quarter lead until Anthony Edwards heats up, scoring 20 of his 49 in the third quarter. Long ago Bull Jimmy Butler goes from Miami to Golden State in a trade, and the Bulls host the Warriors tomorrow. Only 13 points for Zach LaVine in a losing Sacramento debut. Connor McDavid gets the best of Connor Bedard. The Oilers beat the Blackhawks in overtime at the United Center 4-3. McDavid laser beams a long pass to the front of the net. Zach Hyman bangs it in for winning Edmonton. Hawks lose forward Jason Dickinson to an apparent leg injury, and they'll take on Nashville tomorrow night. Illinois loses at Rutgers 82-73. They've dropped 4 of 6, the Illini. Villanova handles DePaul by 10. UIC goes down on a couple of late Illinois State free throws, 81-79. Josh Liss, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Two of the Field Museum's most famous residents were brought to Chicago a century ago.
Legends of the Sabo Lions is told through the 1996 movie The Ghost in the Darkness, where it's believed they killed and ate more than 100 people before a skilled hunter took them down. Their skulls and skins were brought to the Field Museum 100 years ago.
Very, very famous at the time before television and radio. And so for the museum to get them and put them on display, it was a lot of people came to see them.
Scientist and taxidermist Tom Naske says they've since learned so much about how the lions lived, their diets, and why they might have feasted on humans a century ago. He says their teeth tell their story.
Now the technology's evolved where we can look at the DNA, the mitogenes of the hairs of what he ate.
Studying the lions helps scientists learn how people can coexist with them. The man-eating lions of Tsavo are two of the Field Museum's most famous residents and also the most infamous. Lisa Fielding, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The Postal Service is offering big money for help as it investigates a series of mail thefts.
The reward is $100,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of two men responsible for the theft of mail from residential buildings throughout the city. That's $100,000 for each man. The Postal Service isn't saying how many thefts, just multiple. There have been incidents where letter carriers have been robbed of master keys known as arrow keys that are used to open collection boxes and mailbox panels in the lobbies of apartment buildings. The Postal Inspection Service released photos of the two men from surveillance cameras. It's had some success with large rewards in the past. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A long-operating senior living community in the northwest suburbs has filed for bankruptcy.
Lutheran Life Community cited between $10 million and $50 million in liabilities in its Chapter 11 filing. This follows the 2023 bankruptcy of the state's largest continuing care retirement community, Friendship Village of Schaumburg. Lutheran Home Communities runs Lutheran Home, which has been in Arlington Heights for more than 130 years. The group also has assisted living or memory care facilities in Bloomington, Ottawa, and Crown Point. Those have filed individual bankruptcy petitions, but are expected to be heard together in court on Friday. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
President Trump was part of the National Prayer Breakfast at the Capitol today. It's a Washington tradition that brings together lawmakers on both sides of the aisle.
I believe you can't be happy without religion, without that belief. I really believe it. I just don't see how you can be.
The president's scheduled to speak at another prayer breakfast this morning. It's sponsored by a private group. The Trump administration carrying out sweeping layoffs in the federal government, and some workers are being given the chance to accept a deal to leave. CBS's Matt Piper.
Today's the deadline for federal workers to accept buyouts or a deferred resignation program offer. For those who take it, they'd get full salary and benefits and not have to work through the end of September. The deferred resignation offer is available to all full-time federal employees except those in the military, postal service, or those working in immigration enforcement and national security.
Around 2 million federal employees got the offer via email last week.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.